How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' today, once again with Dr. Brad Morgan, meat scientist, on his recent trips to China. Back on that in just a moment.
I remember watching the Eagles soar at 10 killer.
I remember roasting marshmallows over our campfire at Natural Falls.
I remember riding the dunes at Little Sahara.
We went back and asked folks of all ages, what do Oklahoma State Parks mean to you? Well, we got your replies, and as it turns out, you've made even more memories.
I remember taking the RV to Red Rock Canyon.
I remember climbing to the top of Black Mesa.
I remember catching the biggest fish at Fort Cobb.
There's any number of ways to spend your time in an Oklahoma State Park, because from the pine forests of the southeast to the spectacular mesas of the Panhandle, from the lakes and forests of the northeast to the rugged mountains of the southwest, we've got over 70,000 acres of some of the most diverse terrain in the nation. And whether you stay in a lakeside lodge, secluded cabin, or campground, you'll find it's the perfect place to make memories of your own. For more information about Oklahoma State Parks, visit TravelOK.com.
I don't remember a better time ever.
He's made a couple of trips now into the People's Republic of China. Dr. Brad Morgan, meat scientist in the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University, says there's a lot of potential in selling more beef into the PRC in the days to come. Dr. Morgan says with the Chinese economy continuing to grow, a lot of their consumers do have money to buy a variety of beef products from the U.S. of A.
Well, you know, high-quality products, when I say that, I would say even our low-choice product, in their eyes, compared to a lot of the domestic products that they produce over there in the beef industry, that would be high quality. Now, if you go to areas like Shanghai and Beijing and some of those eastern coastal areas, they want higher quality products than that. And you can go into those restaurants and see the 30, 40, and 50-year-old people in there eating a $100 a plate meal. That's where they want the higher quality. They want something to compare to the Japanese Wagyu product, for instance, the Kobe beef. So we've got all kinds of opportunities from the low choice all the way up to the prime product.
What did you get any sense of a feel from talking to the USMEF folks or from Chinese officials as far as have we solved all of the problems, the leftover from BSE?
You know, we have. I think they have a lot of confidence in our product. The problem that U.S. Meat Export Federation is having to deal with from a Chinese standpoint is just getting the total access to the country. You know, we still have a lot of product that is delivered in Hong Kong and then makes its way up to China. It'd be a lot easier and a lot simpler, and also, as far as that goes, a lot more efficient and safe if we would just go ahead and had access to that country. We're going to get access to that country. They, whenever we were there, we spent a lot of time not only talking about the quality of our product, but also talking about the production systems that we have, the grading systems that we have, and also the food safety programs that we have in place. Once you explain that, show them that, and also just sit down and visit with them about it, you can see that they're really start to grow toward the product and having more confidence in it. So again, actually, they probably aren't as fully aware of some of the misconceptions that are out there compared to Taiwan or Japan, because they don't have they don't read as much about BSE. They don't have access to those types of things as much as some of those other countries. So in turn, they feel very comfortable with our product.
Dr. Brad Morgan of the Oklahoma State University Animal Science Department. Dr. Morgan making two recent trips to China, working with the U.S. Meat Export Federation and explaining all about the meat system that we've got in this country, all the way from the ranch right on down to the plate. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, neighbors, you don't want to miss the 32nd Annual Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th at 12 noon at the Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion in Cheyenne on the west side of town. 50 head of high-quality bulls to be offered. Angus, Crossbred, Red Angus, Hereford. For more information, contact Linda Lucas, 580-497-7366, or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. Western Oklahoma All-Breed Bull Sale, February 6th, Roger Mills County Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.